I'm going to have to put you off a little bit more yet, brother. I'm moving equipment today and stuff
No worry. Can I steal about a minute of your time? That's all
you
I
got.
Brought.
1 minute. Go ahead, bro.
Perfect. So, Webster-Ront was paid in full a week ago.
Yeah, they sent, did you see my email? They sent me this morning. They were all square and are fine.
Okay, I just want you to understand that it's not like we wired them yesterday. We wired them a week ago.
No, no, I had the copy of the wire.
Cool.
So I know it was a week ago. Yeah.
Here's where you're at on working capital. I'll just give you the skinny. Your approval based off the June bank statement, I think it expires on Thursday or Friday. If it goes beyond that, I can always use the other bank statement and try to get you reapproved, which I'm not going to – not a huge issue, but I'd rather have it burn the hand than two in the bush. If you want to move forward with that funding –
go ahead, yeah. Finish what you're going to do because the balance is higher than the 50-50.
Correct. So here's how it works. On this loan program, the bottom line is the loan program you have, it's good. Ours is amazing. This is a better program. I think it's a better fit for you. On our loan program, we can use up to 50% of your loan proceeds to pay off a loan. Your approval is 195 right now. How does that work? If you want to move forward, you'd send me the documents. By sending me documents, it doesn't commit you to anything. It's just to go into funding. I would clear I would clear the UCCs.
Hang on. You went too fast, brother. All I have to do is put 50% to funding. That means that they're in a slight that this would be slightly second position.
No.
Then what? Then how does it get paid off?
Here's how it works. There are three things you need to fund your deal. Number one, there are two UCCs on your business. They're both probably related to Business Backer, but I would have to clear those.
Well, they might not. One might be related to the like Pawnee and stuff, don't you think?
I doubt that. No, they're not. Okay. They probably both are. I would clear that up in funding. But essentially, how this loan would work is this. Simple. Your loan is for $195. You can use up to $92.5 to pay off a loan. Your balance is around $150, $160. So what would that mean? I would get all your documents, I'd get all your signed documents, I'd get everything cleared. I'd come to you and say, hey, Gordon, everything's cleared. Pay down Business Backers with some of the money you have to get to $92,000, then we fund your account. You're basically out the money for a day. That's what I would do in this situation.
Wait a minute. Okay, so, again, I apologize. I'm sorry.
No worries. Take your time.
But you would split they're only going to get a half. Is that what you're saying?
So, if we did 195, I would get everything cleared. There would no be back-end underwriting. You'd send me documents. I'd get everything cleared. I'd call you and say, hey, Gordon, you're ready to fund. You need to pay down Business Backers so your balance is no more than 92.5. You would stroke a check or a wire to Business Backers.
You're saying the balance with them is no more than 92.5.
Correct. So, basically, you've got 100 grand in your bank. You would pay them down around 60 or 70 to get to that 92K level, then we'd fund. But in this case, I would make sure that everything is, that's why I'm asking you to sign docs, I'd make sure that everything's cleared. The one thing I do not want to do and will not do is I will not have you pay them down until everything is cleared on our end because I don't want you calling me and saying, hey, Ruben, I paid them down and something to come up in funding. I clear everything on the back end. That's it.
Right, so how much, just help me out here, how much are they actually getting paid then, the full amount?
Yeah, we would pay them off. We can pay them up to 92.5. So if in that situation, so how does that affect you?
So I gotta pay them the rest then, is what you're saying.
Correct. So here's the numbers. In this scenario, your loan approval is for 195. Your current balance is around 160. So what does that mean? You would pay them down 67,000, but then you're getting 95. You're getting another 92.5 back from us. So essentially, you're getting another 25, 30 grand without stressing your daily payment, keeping it exactly the same, and getting into a much better program. I do this for a lot of customers who are sometimes over the 50% caveat, but still take advantage of this program because it's so much better.
All right. Let me take a look at the numbers again. It's still double tipping there, Ruben. I mean, when you look at it. But I'm still double tipping. I'm still prepaying them. I know it's a better program and I'm getting 30 grand out of it.
You're getting hosed. Here's the thing.
Yeah. I know I'm getting hosed if I go back. Okay, I understand that.
What's happening is this. The reality is, and you've come to me with other loans.
Yeah.
We would have a very transparent relationship, so there's no like beating around the bush. Do I make money on funding your loan? Of course, that's my job. But the way that I price it out is, I don't make a killing, I know that this is a better program for you. I would not, I'm being slightly aggressive because I know that this program is so much better for your business that when you open a fourth location, when you open a fifth location, you've got a mental block, which is, and don't take it the wrong way, you've got a mental block, which is, I'm double dipping. Well, guess what? You've been double dipping with them for years.
No,
get out of that. This loan has pure interest forgiveness. That's why I've given you an amortization schedule. Yes, you're double dipping with them a little, but look what's happened. You got 160K balance when you think it's 100. I don't care if your loan's with business managers. I don't care if your loan's with agency finance. This is the best program in the industry.
All right. Let me take another look at it, Ruben. I've got to tell you, I'm busy today. Tomorrow,
it's
I have
okay.
no time. Listen, I understand
you
what you're saying.
You've got my cell phone, so you can call me anytime.
Okay, but I'll work through what you're saying, and I understand it's 30 minutes and go from there. Okay?
Yeah, give me a holler.
All right. Thanks, Ruben. Take care,
you got it, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.